I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Agatha Samoa. In the headlines, 40 districts benefit from $90 million job creation project from World Bank. 2012 declared National Cocoa Consumption Year. Violence against women cited as one of the most widespread violence of human rights. Government pledges to support National Team Black Stars in their quest to win next year's African Cup of Nations. Malawi reviews homosexuality law and attempts to get all 27 members of Eurozone to back treaty to resolve Eurozone crisis fail. First, a summary by Jonathan Thompson.
A new project aimed at creating more jobs and alleviating poverty among Ghanaians has been launched by government at Nadoli in the Upper West region. The $90 million project is known as the Ghana Social Opportunities Project and will be implemented in 40 districts across the country. As part of activities to mark the UN's 16 days of activism against gender violence, ActionAid Ghana has organized a nationwide awareness creation program on gender-based violence. The program comes at a time when violence against women has been globally identified as one of the most widespread violations of human rights. The Black Stars are to receive support from government as they prepare to win next year's Africa Cup of Nations to be hosted in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. This was announced by the Minister of Youth and Sports, Clement Kofi Humado, at the Meet the Press series in Accra. Malawi is to review a series of controversial laws, including a ban on homosexuality. The country's Justice Minister, Ephraim Chiume, who announced this, said the review is in response to public opinion. Western governments last year criticized Malawi for jailing a gay couple on sodomy charges, saying gay rights were human rights. An attempt to get all 27 member states of the European Union to back an intergovernmental treaty at the crucial EU summit has failed. A 45-minute meeting between the French President, UK Prime Minister and the German Chancellor before the summit ended without an agreement. David Cameron says he wants stability for the euro and protecting Britain's interests. Reports say Britain's stand has ruled out hopes of a new treaty involving all the 27 EU states.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total. The news in detail. Government has launched a $90 million project which will create more jobs and put more money in the hands of the poor. The project, known as the Ghana Social Opportunities Project, will be implemented in 40 districts across the country. Vice President John Dramani Mahama will perform the ceremony at Nadoli in the Upper West region. Tax beneficiary districts will ensure that the target group of the project is captured. Here is a report from Pascalina Dadevo and Swala Abdul-Wahab.
The five-year project is being funded by the World Bank and the government of Ghana. The World Bank is contributing $88.6 million, while the government of Ghana is contributing $5 million. The implementing agency is the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development. Vice President John Dramani Mahama explained that the Ghana Social Opportunity Project seeks to engage people at the grassroots level in the execution of government projects. This, he noted, will reduce tremendously the seasonal migration of people, especially from the north to the south for greener pastures.
It's a project that will focus on providing infrastructure in deprived communities. It's not going to be done the way we have traditionally done government of Ghana projects and district assembly projects. These projects are targeted at putting income into the pockets of the community. And so when people say, where is the money in my pocket, it's going to come through these projects. Now, the community will identify infrastructure projects that it wants to undertake. And you will choose those projects. If the community wants a school, you decide on a school. If you want a dry season, a dam, so that you can do dry season gardening, you decide that you want a dam for dry season gardening. If you want a feeder road, the road from your community to the main road is not good, and so you want to reconstruct it, you decide that you want to reconstruct the road to your community. Now, what will be done is that the labor component of that project will not be given to a contractor to bring carpenters and masons and laborers and other people from some other part of the country to come and do the project, but people with those skills in the community will be engaged to do the project.
The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ufotsuampofu, said unlike government workers who are paid at the end of the month, workers under the project will be paid every 2 weeks.
Is that those who work under this project, while government workers and other workers receive their wages and salary at the end of the month, and that this payment should be done every 2 weeks.
The regional minister, Alhaji Isahaku Salia, commended the government for choosing to launch the project in the region and hinted that information and communication teams have already been formed to educate people to embrace the project wholeheartedly.
That was a report by Pascaline Adadevo and Swala Abdul Wahab. The World Bank is committing $50 million to the second phase of Ghana's land administration project, which seeks to consolidate and strengthen land administration and management systems for efficient and transparent land service delivery. The funding is to be boosted by $15 million from other development partners to help in the implementation of the program. At a meeting with the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, a senior rural development specialist of the World Bank, Charles Van Offenpong, so the bank is satisfied with the outcome of the first phase of the project. That is why it is committing additional funds for the second phase. He said the bank knew from the initial phase of the project that the effort to reform the land sector was not going to immediately deal with all the challenges in the sector, hence the support for the second phase. Ms. Anofrimpong stressed the need for commitment from all stakeholders for the reforms to yield the necessary outcomes, saying land has a critical role to play in socioeconomic development. The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Mike Hammer, said the second phase of the project will help to extend land title registration to property, which will allow individual interest in land to be protected and guaranteed by the state. The executive chairman of Centuries International, a cocoa and chocolate organization, Stephen Kofi Gila, has declared 2012 as National Cocoa Consumption Year. He said this is in line with President Mo's directive made during the 2009 National Farmers Day celebration that the Ghana Cocoa Board should increase and improve cocoa consumption in the country. Mr. Gila made this declaration during the closing ceremony of the second International Cocoa Chocolate Festival at the Kolebu Teaching Hall. Dave Selassie Tutu and Antoinette Akotubanfu were at the festival for Radio Ghana.
Mr. Gila said the president suggested the provision of dispensers for serving hot and cold cocoa drinks throughout the country, as well as integrating cocoa beverages into the daily menu of school children, hospitals, hotels, banks and companies in the country. He noted that apart from health benefits of cocoa beverages, it will help protect the cocoa industry against the possible reduction in external demand of cocoa products. Mr. Stephen Kofi Gila indicated that Ghana is the second largest producer and exporter of cocoa beans in the world, but the consumption rate of cocoa products among Ghanaians is nothing good to write home about due to the lack of awareness. He said various studies conducted all over the world show that drinking cocoa beverage every day help prevent cardiovascular diseases and help reduce stress. Mr. Gila commended the Ghana Cocoa Board for partnering Global Access Saving and Loans and Metropolitan Insurance Limited for collaborating for the launch of the second International Cocoa Chocolate Festival to create awareness on the benefits of consuming cocoa products.
A report by Dave Selassie Atiuto and Antoinette Akutu-Banfu. The Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Sildura Wood, says changing trends calls for active participation of men in developing and implementing legislation and policies to foster gender equality. She said Ghana's effort at involving men in working towards gender equality is in the right direction and in line with international standards. Mrs. Georgina Wood was speaking at the opening of the first National Male Conference organized by the International Federation of Women Lawyers, FIDA Ghana, in Accra. Rosalind Ganyaglo has the rest of the story.
The 16 Days of Activism Against Gender Violence is an international campaign originating from the first Women's Global Leadership Institute. The period symbolically links violence against women and human rights to emphasize that such violence is a violation of human rights. In Ghana, ActionAid, an NGO, has started a sensitization campaign to drum home the message. At Imampehia in the Gasaut municipality, the people were educated through a play for them to understand the effect and harm that gender-based violence can bring into the home. The senior program officer of ActionAid, Sandra Ameyao Amankwa, advised the men to treat their wives with respect and love. She said even though men are the heads in the home, it does not mean they should maltreat their wives. She also advised the women to be submissive and obedient to their husbands. Madame Amankwa said violence against women is bad, hence the need for all to condemn it. She said children in violent homes become exposed to many social problems and this adversely affects them in the future. Madame Amankwa said so far the campaign has helped to reduce violence against women. She therefore stressed the need to organize more of such programs to help bring the situation under control.
The 16 days of activism is a period where we link violence to human rights. We want people to recognize all forms of gender-based violence is also a form of violation of human rights. It's a form of abuse of the rights of the person. And through such programs, such campaigns, this time we are using drama to bring out the issues, to get people to understand what the situation are, and then they'll be able to come up with solutions on their own. Because the drama is said that it brings out the problems to what the solutions are. At the end of the day, we hope to raise people's consciousness to what gender-based violence can do, the harm it can do, and also if we help our girls to go to school, the good it brings to our society. It opens opportunity for the community, and we've realized that in almost all the communities that we work in, after some of these activities, people have the confidence to face the challenges. Some go to the extent of even reporting such cases to the appropriate places. Some go to Chira, some go to Dofu, and I feel it's a way of liberating people from their own problems, suffering, and things that limit them from developing themselves. The issues about gender-based violence comes along with attitudes. It comes along with how people have been socialized. And so, with more of such education, with more campaigns, it causes people to come to the realization that this is not good and it can be changed.
Rosalind Ganyaglu filed that report. The second IEA UN Gender and Development Dialogue Series has been held in Accra under the theme towards greater representation of women in national governance and innovative approach. In a presentation, the program's manager of the Women, Peace and Security Institute at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping and Training Center, Tolulope Luis Tamuka, called for full representation of women in decision-making. Ibrahim Kwating has filed this report.
Women and children bear the brunt of conflicts and wars all over the world, apart from being subjected to terrible atrocities such as race, battery, and other forms of exploitation, they are culturally perceived as the best materials for the upkeep of the home. Such unfortunate notions have contributed to the relegation of women to the background with a vicious wave. To Madame Louise Tamuka, the situation is unacceptable considering the important role women play in the socio-economic development of a country. She said it is pathetic that after the passage of UN Resolution 1325, as well as other equally important resolutions that call for the protection of women from all forms of violence and discrimination, the impact has not been strongly felt. She was, however, optimistic that with growing efforts to increase women's participation in the decision-making process, a different script could be written in the years ahead. In a remark, the National Program Coordinator of UN Women, Mrs. Efua Ansri, said the protection of women cannot be separated from their participation and empowerment, since their physical security is a right in itself and a prerequisite to the realization of all other rights. She said challenges surrounding women's participation in peace and security dialogues are deeply rooted in gender relations, culture, traditional and outmoded practices that undermine other social goals. Mrs. Ansre called for a change in perceptions that only confine women to a peripheral role in society.
Ibrahim Kwasi reporting. A movement to eradicate malnutrition, especially from pregnancy to the second year of every child, has been outdoored in Accra. The launch of the Scaling Up Nutrition Movement Fund comes in the wake of the revelation that 4 out of every 5 children and nearly 6 out of 10 women of childbearing age in Ghana are anemic. The First Lady, Mrs. Nandi Mills, described the statistics as unacceptable and called for collective efforts to reverse the trend. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Academy Stories. 40 districts benefit from $90 million job creation projects from World Bank. 2012 declared National Cocoa Consumption Year. Violence against women cited as one of the most widespread violence of human rights. Government pledges to support national team Black Stars in their quest to win next year's African Cup of Nations. Malawi reviews homosexuality law and attempts to get all 27 members of Eurozone to back treaty to resolve Eurozone crisis fail. Do stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
Welcome back. Violence against women is one of the most widespread violations of human rights. Globally, up to 6 out of every 10 women experience physical or sexual violence in their lifetime. The act has far-reaching consequences in families and communities at large. Despite campaigns by advocacy groups against gender-based violence in the country, there seems to be little education in some communities. It is in this light that Action Aid Ghana, an NGO, has organized a nationwide awareness creation program in Accra. The program formed part of the 16 days of activism against gender violence marked internationally by the UN. Shortage of liquefied petroleum gas is said to have hit the Sinai municipality, affecting commuters and commercial activities. The shortage is creating congestion and confrontations at some taxi stations as commuters have to wait in queues for long periods. A survey conducted by the GNA showed that more than 80% of taxi drivers in the municipality have converted their petrol cars into LPG. When the GNA visited the premises of some filling stations yesterday, some gas tankers were overloaded in the commodity while the long queue of taxis waited to be served. More than 12,000 accident cases were recorded from January to November this year, while over 2,000 persons were killed, with 12,004 persons sustaining various degrees of injuries. This was revealed by the National Officer in Charge of Education and Research of the NTTU of the Ghana Police Service, ASP Alexander Kwekwobin, at a road safety campaign organized by the Planet 3 Peace Program in collaboration with the Road Safety and Traffic Consultants at Bunso in the East region. ASP Obin disclosed that the Eastern region recorded 1,191 cases with 250 persons killed. Additionally, 1,876 people were injured in accidents in the region, which has been described as an accident-prone area apart from Accra and Kumasi. He attributed the problem to careless driving and indiscipline on the part of some drivers. The Deputy Eastern Regional Minister Ebenezer Taylor challenged the Road Safety Commission to be proactive in its campaign. The Northern Regional Minister Moses Bukari Mabimba has welcomed the decision by Parliament to investigate alleged criminal activities of nomadic herdsmen in the country. He is of the view that the platform will give indigenous opportunity to assist the 13-member committee to get to the bottom of the issue. Mr. Mabimba spoke to Kingsley Obinchwe on our current affairs program behind the news.
As for the problem with the Fulani herdsmen, it is not a new phenomenon in our region here. And if you were to visit us and we send you to the Kamala Central Prison, you will notice that one third of the inmates of the Kamala Central Prison are Fulani. So those that were able to apprehend in the course of committing a crime, they are put before court, and those who are guilty are jailed. That's the way we have been containing the situation. So for us, this incident has brought to the fore the real need for us all to sit down and find a lasting solution to the problem. So we welcome the decision by Parliament to set a committee to deal with the matters. They are willing to assist them to get to the bottom of this issue.
Are you thinking about some resettlement in the form of what you've heard about Agogo?
It's difficult because in the case of Agogo, the people were living in the community to them. But in the case of where we have this problem here, the people are marauding, Fulani, they are moving about. They are not actually stationary. A few who have settlements around the area. And so we may not be able to think of a settlement for them because there are too many to be put at one location.
Meanwhile, the DCE for Gusu, Alassane Fuseni, says pathology will be performed on the 13 Fulani herdsmen who were killed in the area to pave the way for their burial today. Mr. Fuseni noted that as part of efforts to ensure that calm is restored, about 447 herdsmen have been housed at a center where they are under police guard.
We have taken control over the station, and the security is on the ground. We've been patrolling all day night. We have able to take care of the victims who have run from their village, that is the Fulani. They are now here. We have found them under security protection. Now we have about 300 to 400. Others have run from other villages to Ushiguta, and the number is now up to 447 refugees. Move them from the police station to a rehabilitation center where we have housed them safely under police guard.
Sometimes we have conflicting figures as to the number of people killed. Can you confirm the number for us?
13 confirmed dead bodies in our mouth now. Mm. And we have 5 people currently receiving treatment at the Ushigu Hospital. But 3 of those who were seriously injured have been sent to the Tamale Teaching Hospital. I will speak to the pathologist and he will be here to see to it that he will leave his reports on their bodies.
DCE for Gusu, Alassane Fuseni. The vice chairman of the special committee to investigate alleged criminal activities by nomadic herdsmen Buahindu has been speaking to Radio Ghana about the task ahead of them. Mr. Buahindu disclosed that the committee will investigate the ethnic background of such herdsmen. He said the committee has 10 weeks to present its report.
As part of our terms of reference, we are to investigate the allegations of misconduct, including criminal acts by herdsmen in Biase, Agogo, in the Eastern Region, Assam Plains, generally, and the other parts of the country. It is about nomadic herdsmen. It's not specifically Fulani, but the investigation is to go into the activities of nomadic herdsmen, believed to be Fulani. So we cannot be conclusive that the people perceived or alleged to have been misconducting themselves or engaged in activities which affect the lives of other people are all Fulani. And then we are also now to look at the ethnic background of such herdsmen. Kill 12 talks about the fundamental human rights and freedom, liberties of individuals living in Ghana, irrespective of their origin or place of death. So that should also guide the committee. The other aspect of our terms of reference include an investigation into the activities of such herdsmen on human life, property, and then the environment. And
The executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombandi, says the international community will laud Ghana for the decision it has taken.
I think it's another positive signal, particularly even to the international community when they follow this story, that Ghana has immediately responded. And in its parliament, a special committee has been formed to be able to look into this very carefully so that it does not look like we are washing it aside as an issue that does not require national attention. And I think this, for me, is very important. And I think in the coming weeks, we need to intensify the education and we need to let all Ghanaians understand that nobody is saying this is not a difficult issue. Then let's not make the mistake. And at the end of the day, we will be seen as if we are xenophobic.
Executive Director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombandi. Government has pledged to support the Black Stars in their quest to win next year's Africa Cup of Nations to be hosted in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. The Minister of Youth and Sports, Clement Kofi Mumadu, announced this at the Meet the Press series in Accra.
It is so heartwarming to note that the senior national football team, the Black Stars, have qualified for the 2012 African Cup of Nations tournament to be co-hosted by the Equatorial Guinea and Gabon in January next year. The government will also provide all the assistance and support necessary to ensure that the Black Stars, as one of the favorite teams of the tournament, will break the 30-year jinx and win the African Cup of Nations for the fifth time.
The fourth minister said the no school, no football policy of the GFC is a step in the right direction and it is already yielding results.
To improve on the performance of the national football team, the ministry, in collaboration with the Ghana Football Association and in compliance with Excellency the President, directly embarked on a school football development program. In this regard, school football is being encouraged under the current GFC policy of no school, no football program. The current crop of the Black Princesses, who made Ghana proud at the All Africa game in Maputo this year, was built with young schoolgirls under this program. Besides, the GFA is also resuscitating the annual juvenile championship by sourcing funds to organize this competition. As a result, Airtel Ghana Limited sponsored the 2011 Juvenile Championship Star Egg Raising Star. The tournament, which started from the region, ended with the best team competing for the ultimate in Accra. The ministry will also do everything possible to sustain this program.
Mr. Humada announced that the International Olympic Committee has finally lifted its ban on Ghana, which was imposed in January this year.
The International Olympic Committee, otherwise known as the IOC, which in January this year suspended the Ghana Olympic Committee from the Olympic movement, has finally lifted the ban in August 2011 and readmitted the GOC into its fold. This feat was struck as a result of amending sections of the current sports law, SMCD 54 of 1976, and the sports regulations of 1980. Of 2011 to conform with the existing charter and statutes of the Olympic movement.
Minister of Youth and Sports Clement Kofi Humadu. The Ministry of Youth and Sports is undertaking another head count of beneficiaries of the National Youth Employment Program. This is to inform payment of all allowances, including the accumulated arrears due beneficiaries, by the end of this month. The Minister of Youth and Sports Clement Kofi Humadu made this known when he took his stand at the Meet the Press series in Accra. We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
Welcome back. The Ivorian Refugees Association in the Diaspora has condemned the trial of former leader Laurent Gbagbo. The group has also called on current Ivorian administration to hold discussions with opposition parties for peace and security to be restored. Addressing a news conference in Accra, the chairman of the group, Kominan Brown, said former President Laurent Gbagbo has been accused of being the co-perpetrator on four counts of crime against humanity when the actual perpetrators are safe in Côte d'Ivoire. Malawian Justice Minister Ephraim Chume says the country will review a series of controversial laws, including a ban on homosexuality. Mr. Chume said the review was in response to public opinion. Western governments criticized Malawi last year for jailing a gay couple on sodomy charges. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the U.S. will use foreign aid to encourage countries to decriminalize homosexuality. French President Nicolas Sarkozy says attempts to rescue the Eurozone will focus on a deal among the 17 nations that use a single currency. Speaking after all-night talks at an EU summit in Brussels, Mr. Sarkozy said the Eurozone bloc set a March deadline to approve an intergovernmental treaty. France and Germany had wanted all 27 members to back treaty changes on tough budget rules to solve the debt crisis. Now to end the news, the main points again. A new project aimed at creating more jobs and alleviating poverty among Ghanaians has been launched by government at Nadoli in the Upper West region. Violence against women has been globally identified as one of the most widespread violations of human rights. The Black Stars are to receive support from government as they prepare to win next year's Africa Cup of Nations to be hosted in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. Malawi is to review a series of controversial laws, including a ban on homosexuality, and attempts to get all 27 member states of the European Union to back an intergovernmental treaty as the crucial EU summit has failed. The news was presented by Agatha Samoa in Accra.